Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1927, diamond-encrusted cave found on the Macquarieland coast. Area proclaimed state digging.
Well, here's the boarding house. Sits us perfectly. It's got back rooms, do you see?
Do you mean to tell me that this is the only hostelry that this heathen town can offer?
Now, look here, Jones. You can't expect the Savoy at Port Nolloth.
But to think that people live here from choice. They must have run out of their minds. There's nothing to recommend this wretched place. Absolutely nothing. Heat, flies,
death. If you feel so badly, why the devil did you come?
The thought of a nice, quick profit tempted me. It would tempt any man.
Well, in that case, stop grumbling.
Ah, there. That's a much happier sight. A pub. Come on.
Just a minute, Jones. Remember the agreement.
Agreement?
Keep off the booze until after.
Oh,
you talk too much and we can't risk any
dear
talk.
Dear friend, how right you are. We can't risk any talk until after. And then... Oh, can't you see it all, Sandy? Money to burn and bring on the dancing girl.
Aye, but there's a lot to be done before that. Well, let's book into that boarding house. Come on. This is ideal, Jones. Nice and quiet.
Ah, good morning.
Oh, good morning, ma'am. It says here you've got rooms to let.
Yes, that's right. There are two large front rooms vacant now. Meals are extra.
Front rooms?
Mm.
We'd prefer them at the back if it's all the same with you, ma'am.
Rooms at the back, but...
We would prefer them at the back, madam.
Oh?
You see, it's on account of our business.
Oh, really? Well, what business is this?
We sell equipment, which means we are away a great deal, so we won't trouble you at all, madam. And, of course, rent in advance.
Oh, well, in that case...
Could we see the rooms?
Yes, of course, yes. Come this way.
You're strangers hereabouts, aren't you?
That's right. Strangers to this beautiful country. I find the history truly fascinating. I'm told they call the road into Port Nolloth from the Cape the oldest in South Africa.
Oh, really? Well, that's the first I've heard about it. But I'll believe you. Are you, a teacher or a preacher, Mr...
Jones, dear Jones. Lady, Jones. I am by profession a salesman.
Salesman? Here at Port Nolloth? What do you sell?
Engineering equipment.
Engineering equipment? Aye. Who would buy that here?
Oh, it's an exceptionally quick selling line.
Really? Oh, well. Here's one of the rooms.
Oh, ideal, dear lady. Quite ideal. Aye. Cupboards, and a comfortable bed, and curtains. I congratulate you, madame.
Well, it's a pleasure, I'm sure.
Where would the back door be situated, ma'am?
The back door? Well, it's down this passage, but I really...
We inquire, madam, because of the late hours we keep. It would be most inconsiderate to wake the household when we come in.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you. Believe me, it's not many folk who think like that. Now then, the other room is...
Does this interleading door here open?
Well, it's locked now, but I could give you the key.
Oh, that's the ticket, ma'am. Just what we want. Well... How much a week for these two?
£2.10 a piece. On account of the carpets and everything, I usually ask much more.
Oh, I'm sure you do, madame, and rightly so. Here, allow me to pay you now.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, there's just one more thing.
Yes?
We don't want anyone in our rooms, not in any circumstances.
Oh, but the cleaning and all that.
Well, you'll find us very clean gentlemen.
You see, our equipment is very valuable, and we couldn't risk anything.
Oh, well.
Considering that we have made this rather unusual stipulation, it seems only fair to give you another pound apiece more for the rooms. Here, madame.
Thank you.
We'll move in now, if that will be in order. If you'll excuse us, we'll collect our equipment.
I do wish you wouldn't go on and on, Jones. I mean, that road business wasn't necessary.
Now, the scene had to be set. Didn't you notice that she accepted us once she thought I was a preacher?
She never accepted us for a moment. I don't like her. She's too inquisitive.
Everything is working out exceptionally well.
If you ask me, Jones, it's all too easy.
My dear fellow, that is a ridiculous statement to make. It's only easy because we have planned with care, and we have worked on my hunch.
Your hunch? Your hunch, you call it? Let me tell you, Jones, that this is something
I've been... All right, dear fellow, your hunch.
Aye.
But this can't go wrong. There is no reason to allow your natural Scottish pessimism to take over. All will be well.
Now, listen.
When the time is ripe, dear friend, we will leave this wretched backwater with a fortune in our pockets. And that's the important thing. Now, don't you think we could go across to the pub and have just a quick...
No. Until after, Jones. Oh. And you can blessed well do what you like.
I've just let the two back rooms, Tom. £3.10 apiece.
£3.10 apiece?
Mm.
You want to sell for the back rooms?
Well, I asked £2.10.
So?
So one of them offered an extra quid if no one went into their rooms.
Mm, sounds fishy to me.
Well, you see, they said they were in business, selling equipment. They keep late hours, and that's why they wanted the back rooms.
They must be up to the usual. Mm. When two blokes come here and ask for back rooms and pay top prices for them, they can only be up to one thing.
Oh, you think maybe I shouldn't have let the rooms?
Oh, you did right thing, my love. I'm proud of you. All that concerns us is that they're paying well. What they're up to or why is their affair. But don't go talking about them to your friends, whatever you do.
Oh, no, I won't say a word.
Ever since that school teacher went for a walk over near the common and shook that perfect diamond out of her shoe, thinking it was a pebble, we've had a strange collection of characters hereabouts, and the police don't like it.
Well, I don't see what business it is of theirs.
Ah, well, all these stones hereabout belong to the government. You know the law. You can't go picking them up and selling them. That's illicit diamond dealing. And they clamped down on it, Ronnie.
Well, yes, I... Now, who's that?
That's all right, I'll go.
Good afternoon. Do you let rooms?
That's right, mister.
My friend and I want a couple of rooms for a week or two.
There's the ones in the front, Tom.
Oh, that's right, mister. We have two rooms in the front. Our best rooms.
Oh, that'll suit us splendidly. Thank you.
£2.10 a week with meals extra. Payable in advance.
Thank you, that sounds ideal. We'll go and get our things and pay you then.
Ah, I don't remember seeing you two gentlemen hereabouts.
No, we've just pulled in.
Ah, business?
That's right, business, sir. We're travelling men.
Oh, I see.
Well, we'll push off and get our things. See you later.
Oh, don't be too long. I can't hold the rooms indefinitely.
There won't be any need to. Give us 10 minutes and we'll be back.
We seem to be in luck. Four rooms gone in as many minutes.
Oh, I'm not so sure about the luck part of it.
Oh, what do you mean, love?
Did you see those two beauties, Daisy?
Well, no, but I heard them, though. They seemed nice and gentlemanly enough.
Yeah, a couple of plain clothesmen. As obvious as that.
Police?
Yeah, could tell them anyway. Oh. They were police, all right.
But, Tom, what do they want here? We aren't up to anything, and we keep a respectable house.
Oh, we're innocent enough, lass. But others hereabouts aren't. Those two have taken a back room. What about them? Perhaps the police are watching them.
Oh, no. We've never had trouble here, not in all the years we've been letting out rooms. Here. Do you think more to warn the others?
You must mind your own business, Daisy, and let the men and the police mind theirs. We want no trouble either way, and they are both paying good money.
Yes, that's true. Of course they are.
Yeah, if the men are professionals, they'll see who these two are. And if they aren't, well, then they must learn from experience. So let's stay put and see what happens. It could be interesting.
Come on, Jones, come on. The tide's out. This is the only time. If we don't move fast, we'll have to wait until tomorrow.
No, I was checking to see if anyone was following.
Oh, no one's going to follow. In any case, if they do, we'll spot them easily enough.
Not with all this spray, we won't.
Oh, come on. We'll see if we can find a way down over here.
But Sandy, that is precipitous.
Look, I've got a feeling that this could be the place we're looking for. You know, that vibration underfoot, you feel it?
Well, yes, but...
Well, it could be. It's hollow below here. Well, that's what we've got to find out. This looks a likely place to climb down
now
here.
Now, watch those rocks. They're very loose.
It's safe enough. Our only problem will be the waves. We've got to time this carefully. Oh, come on, Jonesy. It's safe enough down here. There, there's a cave. By heavens, it's right underneath. Come on down quickly.
All right.
You see? In there. Yeah, there's two of them.
We haven't much time, Sandy. The tide's coming in fast. Watch that way. That nearly dragged me under.
Here. Here, give me a hand. I'll ease myself through this opening.
For pity's sake, watch out.
Here, give me the torch.
Here.
Cave's fair size, and it falls away a bit. Hey, watch out, it's doubly slippery.
I'm staying where I am till you've had a look.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything here.
It's the same old story, nothing. Chasing a dream. Watch out, another wave. Sandy. Sandy, you all right? Sandy! Sandy, where are you? Sandy, the tide's coming in fast.
Jones, come here.
For the tide.
It's safe enough. Come here, man. Come on.
Oh, what do you see? Where are you, Sandy?
Over here. Hey, oh, that's it. You were right following that hunch, Jones. By heavens, we were right. Look when I flash the torch. Look!
I've never known them be away so long.
Well, that's strange. I saw a light in their room not 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no. You must have made a mistake, Tom. I know when they're back. I hear them on the stairs. Mind you, I'll hand it to them, you know. They're very thoughtful and considerate gentlemen.
Oh, look, Daisy, I'm not a fool. I saw a light in their room. And what's more, I prove it to you. Come round the back. Come on.
They aren't making a sound, Tom.
Look under the door. You see that light?
Yes. That's strange.
Satisfied now?
Yes, but I usually do hear them when they come in. Mr. Jones passes the time of day.
Daisy, look. Hey? The light's gone out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it has. Oh, Tom, they must have heard us.
Perhaps it's someone else.
What?
Shh.
Let's leave it to them, Tommy. This isn't our business.
If there's something fishing going on, we should know.
Tom, leave that door.
Let's try it. Why, it's open.
Oh, come away.
But, Daisy, they always lock it. I know. I've tried it before.
But Tom.
No, I'm pushing the door open. They bolted through the window. I can't see
it. Look, Tom, I warned you about this. I warned you. We could have been killed. Those men might have been armed. Anything could have happened to us.
I wonder how many men there were.
Well, I don't know. I might have seen two. I can't be sure. Now, do come on, Tom.
They must have been looking through these cases over here.
Oh.
Carpenter's equipment, by the look of it. Hammers, chisels. Well, it looks harmless enough.
Well, I must say, they keep this room very tidy, don't they?
I wonder what's in this cupboard.
Oh, Tom, no, please. It's open.
It is, Daisy. Look, spick and span. Clothes and shoes, good quality too.
Oh, well, now we've seen, so let's go, Tom.
Now, over here. There's a whole lot of rocks and things. Rocks? Now, I wonder why.
What the devil's going on here?
Oh.
I asked you a question. Didn't I take this room in condition? It wasn't open when I was out. I thought I made that perfectly clear. Don't we pay extra money each week just because of this? Well, don't we? We asked for privacy, we paid for it, and we expected it. Now we find you looking through our possessions.
No, but it wasn't us.
What the devil do you mean it wasn't you? Look at my case there. Wide open. And this cupboard's open too. And weren't you, Mr. Jackson, looking through my specimens over there? Well, can you deny it?
But there's been someone in here.
Yes, that's right. My hubby saw the light from the backyard. We thought we'd better investigate. I mean, I knew you weren't at home because I usually hear you arriving.
Well, that's the honest truth, sir. We tried this door and found it open.
Oh, found it open, eh? But here's the key in my pocket.
I tell you, it was open. And then when I opened the door to come inside, someone jumped through that window.
That's right. You can see the glass everywhere. And this window here, splintered to pieces.
We were shocked and surprised, you can imagine.
Of course.
And then you came.
Yes, I believe them, Sandy. I believe them.
Well, did you see who it was?
Well, no, not really. It might have been two men, but we can't be sure.
Two men?
I'm very sorry about this, Mr. Jones, but you mustn't blame us. I mean, we only did what we thought was right.
Well, we can't sit back and allow burglars to come and go now, can we?
Fair enough, Mr. That's Jackson. Right. Fair enough.
It was a ghastly experience, believe me, Mr. Jones. In all my years as a boarding housekeeper, nothing like this has ever happened before. I mean, my hubby and I might well have met our deaths.
Well, they've obviously been looking through these tools. Well, there's nothing missing by the look of it.
Oh, petty thieving, that's all it was, petty thieving. And we should thank you for your prompt action. My friend and I appreciate it, don't we, Sandy?
Oh, aye. Oh, by the way, there's one thing. We'll have finished our business in these parts by the end of next week, so we won't want these rooms after that.
Oh, well, we'll miss you two, gentlemen.
Your business has been successful, then?
Oh, yes, indeed. Our business has been most successful. Hey, Jones, Now, give me a hand packing these cases.
Look, we'd better get out, Sandy. They must be on to us.
We'll stay and finish the job.
We've collected enough.
And I say we haven't. Look, Jones, if we do this job efficiently and thoroughly, we need never worry again. We can both retire. You can have as many of those fancy dancing girls as you want. But if we pack up now, we're just that much short.
But, Sandy, those fellows living here are a couple of plain clothes, and we both know that. And they're only here because of us. If that woman hadn't interrupted them the way she did, they could have...
They could have searched all night and they would never have found anything. We're too smart, Jones. We're one step ahead of them the whole time. When they've finally cotton on to what we've been up to, we will have vanished. Now, don't worry. Now, just pass me these hammers over there.
If they had suspected a false bottom to these cases...
They didn't suspect. Oh, don't stand there, man. Help me with these.
But they'll be back.
But the cases won't be here.
What?
I'm giving them to the Jacksons to watch for us. They've seen them for themselves. They think they're tools. I'll say we're scared of more burglars. They'll understand.
I don't like it. And the police are on to us now.
But they can't prove anything. Nor can they find one scrap of evidence to prove what we're up to. I'm not running away now. Not now. I've got the whole blessed world here. Here in the palm of my hand. And I'm not letting go. Not until I'm ready. I played a hunch, and by heavens, I was right. I said there were diamonds in the Orange River, and from that point southwards, the coast was richly diamondiferous. I said you could pick them up if you knew where to look, and I was right again. Don't you realize, Jones, that we could break the whole diamond market if we felt inclined? But we don't feel inclined. We don't want to break anything. We just want to ride comfortably along in the crest of a diamond-studded wave. And that's what we plan to do. And by heavens, we are going to do just that.
I don't want to land in jail.
We won't, I tell you, we won't. Ox, now give me a hand with these cases. Or take them to the judge.
Now, Sandy, listen to me. The government aren't a pack of idiots. They own the coast here for so many miles inland.
I played my hunch and it's paying off. That's all I care about. I don't give a darn for the government or anything else. We found Aladdin's cave deep down there in the cliffs. We found it. You and me. No one knows it's there excepting the two of us. No one has ever worked things out the way I have. It belongs to me. And I plan to make use of it and enjoy it. And when the right moment comes, step out lively and live comfortably. But until that moment... I stay here and no bungling policemen are going to scare me away.
Well, it's your hand, Sandy, so I suppose it's up to you to handle it the way you want to. But don't overplay it. That's all I ask. Don't overplay it, whatever you do.
There they go, Fonseca. This time we mustn't let them give us the slip.
Every time they vanish, just like that. Vanish! I don't know how they do it. I don't know where they can get to.
Yes, but we can keep close to them this morning because of the mist.
They must be onto something big. I believe the Jones bloke was at the pub last night. Marwick said he was ready to talk when the Scot arrived and dragged him away.
Oh, pretty smart. Had a good look at their cases last night. Only tools. All very respectable.
Oh, that's right, yes.
A shred of evidence to suggest what they were really up to. As you say, Fonseca, this is something big, not petty pilfering of a few stones.
The boss agrees. That's why we mustn't miss them again this morning. There they go along the top of the cliffs.
We'd better move in a bit nearer.
Right. These bushes here will give us enough cover.
Oh, no, the sun's coming through. It happens every time.
Well, there's still enough mist to cover us.
No. This is the spot they usually vanish. Don't take your eyes off them, Fonseca.
They aren't going to get away this time. Hey, watch out. Jones is looking round.
Back. Back behind these rocks.
They see you this morning. I suppose they were scared last night.
I wonder if they've seen us.
No. Now, there they go again. Oh, come on. Hobbs, well, I'm...
vanished. Completely vanished.
But man alive, they can't have vanished. I mean, I saw them here, and... Can I tell you, this isn't possible.
Wait a minute. You see the edge of the cliff here?
Mm-hmm.
It's worn down.
That's right. This could be a path.
But the spray and the waves, it's deadly dangerous, and it...
Wait a minute, Hobbs. Come and stand here. Feel that vibration?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, there could be a cave lower down. The tides are going out. See those waves?
Yes. Let's explore this cliff face. They must climb down here. That's why we can never find them.
They must time this with the tide going out.
There's a trap down here, but take it easy, the rocks are loose.
Watch this way. Careful!
All right, Bob.
All right.
There's a cave here. Careful. Don't want them to see us.
There's an hammering there. Come on, Hobbs. The rocks here are slippery as the very devil. And there's a light. That's the wave. It nearly got me.
I tell you, Sandy, that those two were on to us this morning. I saw them following.
Oh, forget about them, children. What faster, man? What faster? We haven't got long before the tide comes in.
This is the last time I've come here, and that's fine.
I'll get on with that job and stop talking.
Come on, Fonsale. Let's move where we can see them clearly.
Good.
Great heavens! Look!
Those walls!
Crusted with diamonds!
He said they were after big game, but I didn't think it was as big as this. There are millions of diamonds!
Must be the friction of the sea that makes them glitter that way.
They're chipping off the walls and putting them into tobacco bags.
Come on, Jones! Faster! Come on.
I've got enough! I'm going!
Stay where you are!
Oh, what the hell is that?
Don't try anything impulsive, neither of you. Hand over those bags. Quickly now. Quickly.
This is your stupidity, Sandy. This is all you're doing. Let's go back one more time, you said. Let's go back. But I said no. I said we've got enough.
No, shut up.
But you knew better, didn't you? You weren't content but greedy for more.
Watch it, Jones. Watch it.
I could kill you for this, Sandy. I could kill you.
Take it easy.
I was a fool to allow you to play this hand the way you wanted to. By heavens, I'll...
Follow me.
Grab him,
for sale. No. It's all right.
Yeah?
Officer, it's all right. I know when I'm beaten. So much for your greed, Sandy. Now we've lost everything.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.